Now, you guys have you've got a band, haven't you? Which how many people are in your band?
Well, it's four basically.
Yeah, and who are they? Give them a bit of a name check.
Oh,
okay. Well, we got
the great Neil. Alan Glenn from the Yardbirds. He was with the Yardbirds for about 10 years. He played harmonica with us, and he's a
He got voted second best harmonica player.
Blues Matters.
Who else have we got? We've got Eddie Masters
Blues
on
Matters.
The double bass.
Yep.
He plays bass with Lonnie Donegan's son when he's around. Lonnie Donegan's, the old scuffle. His son... Pete Donegan, when he comes over, he lives in America now. When he comes over, Eddie's his bass player with him, you know, in the skiffle band.
And then, of course, we had the drums as well.
You need to get Graham tonight, Monument. That's it. Come, that's it. You keep saying that. That's better, yeah.
Graham Monument.
I'm going to get a stick for you in a minute.
My nose won't let me get near.
I have that problem as well. It's a little bit of a conch I've got there, but don't worry. Your nose is fine.
Oh, thank you.
I'm telling you, on radio, we all look amazing in this studio, don't we? Absolutely gorgeous. Now, you gig all over the place. You still do. How many gigs do you reckon you sort of do every month or so? Or how many gigs a year? Are you doing sort of a couple of weeks?
Richard
works nearly every day.
Because I've got my band thing, and I go out solo. So, like, yeah. Especially this time of year, sort of more or less every day.
What do you think about shows? I mean, because you've been involved in like the industry for a long time, what are your thoughts on bands or stuff that goes on with like the X Factor, The Voice, Britain's Got Talent? Are you fans of those shows, or you kind of just think, you know, you're not done the graft? Grafting is going out and doing pubs and bars and stuff like that and learning your craft. What do you think?
I've never seen it.
Well, none of them.
No, I don't watch them either, really. But my sort of view on it is they're doing it for the wrong reason. We all start out playing, basically.
Michelle's done quite well on it, and yeah, Michelle, you had it.
Yeah, but I didn't get on the telly, though. I was hoping to get on the telly for The Voice, and I missed out. Got right to the
Oh, I've seen The Voice.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's the one with Tom Jones and that.
Well, I was hoping if the chair didn't turn round, what I was going to do, because I said to him as a joke, which I think obviously backfired, if the chair doesn't turn round, can I lay on the stage and be taken off by a hook? And the producer sort of looked at me and went, well, that's never happened before. I said, yeah, but it'd be hilarious. And then I didn't get the show. So I think I might just overstep the mic. It was meant to be funny. I thought it'd be hilarious. Yeah. Like crying, just holding on, being dragged off.
Actually, I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, I thought it was all right.
You know Kenny Gordon, yeah?
I don't know.
You had him on the show. He talked about the...
Ken! Oh, but that's not his name, is it?
You call him Kenny.
Kenny, that's it. Yeah, Kenny. Very handsome man.
Yes, he is.
He came in with a false beard and a false accent last time he was here.
Well, that's right. Yeah, even all the Spaniel sort of, didn't he? Yeah.
Well, his son was on The Voice.
Yes, he came second, didn't he? Yeah. On The Voice, on the first, think Tyler first James, year. Yeah. That's it, Tyler James. Do you know Tyler James?
No.
On The Voice. Oh, he's gorgeous.
I never actually watched The Voice.
Oh, he was friends with Amy Winehouse as well, wasn't he? Good friends with her too.
Oh, yeah. A few songs with her around before.
Yeah, here we go. Yeah, nice. Very nice. Now, you got a song, which I don't know if you were going to play today, but I really like the one because I like to join in sort of like tapping. You can hear me tapping in the background. Yeah. It's the one about the pubs.
So if
you wanted to play that one, that is... Do you want to play that one?
Yeah, of course we do. Yeah.
Tell everybody about that, because it's a whole song about pubs and what gave you the idea.
Well, it's one of Bill's political songs, this one is. he's good at all that.
It's my old folk roots, you see. And obviously, you walk around, you see the pubs being shut left, right and centre. Where we used to play, all these places we used to play at times, they're all gone now, you know. Yeah. So we're losing our venues as well as our drinking holes, you know. Anyway, that's how I come to just get the idea to write that song. So I think it's about the saddest song I've ever written.
Yeah. And tell us everybody what it's called.
It's called Pulling All the Boozers Down.
Well, don't forget, just to let you know, the Cauliflower is reopening. So you want to get up there and get yourself some gigs.
Opening All the Boozers Down. That's your follow-up.
Here we go, live music in the studio. Richie Milton.
The garage the other day. They're pulling all the garages down.
I see a whole album. They're
pulling everything down.